going to play a couple of pieces by the composer Chopin, who was considered in the Romantic era, which came, first there's Baroque and classical music history, which was Bach and Vivaldi. Then there was classical, which was Mozart and Haydn. And then there's the Romantic period, which is Chopin, who wrote almost exclusively for the piano, and Brahms and Liszt. And later in the Romantic era was Rachmaninoff. So the harmonies start getting a little bit richer in the Romantic period. Classical is kind of simple harmonies, and in the Romantic period, they start adding a lot of chromatic notes and getting a lot more richer and fuller sounding, thicker sounding chords. So if anybody saw the movie The Pianist with Adrian Brody, it features the music of the composer Chopin almost throughout the whole movie. And I'm going to play actually two pieces by him. One is a study. It's called Etude, which is a study. And on this study, a study means you have something specific to work on. In this study, you've got two against three. You've got eighth notes happening in the left hand. You've got triplets in the right hand. And so the goal is to make them smooth. And also there's another goal that he wants to accomplish in this piece, which is to make the inner voices. You got three voices in a chord, one, two, three. Often the top voice is repeated, so your object is to bring out some of the inner voices and what's moving. So that's two of the goals of this etude. I'm going to try to meet them. And the next piece I'm going to play, you'll probably recognize, it's the Nocturne in E flat major, and it's combined with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. But that piece has been used, you know, in a lot of movies or elevator music or such things. So you'll probably recognize it. I'm only going to play part of it, and then it'll go into Midnight Clear, and then it'll come back to it. So here, first is the etude, and then there's It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.